Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus for Bishlach Yona ben Chana, Maris Hena Miriam Bas Chana, Shmuel Alexander ben Echagitl, Simcha ben Echagitl, and for Rabbi Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachaleah, Baruch Haba Atzlacha, Bechol Ma'asa Yedeyim. This is on Parshas Matos, based on a shiur given by Mori Varabi, on the Rebbe Shlita, Parashas Matos, in the year Tavshin Ayin Aleph. It says with respect to Melchemes Midian and Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Yishlach Osam Moshe, Elef Lamata Latzava, Osam Bes Pinchas Ben Elazar, Akoin Latzava, Okle HaKodesh Vechatzotsu Satrua, Biyado. Moshe sent them, 1,000 from each tribe to the army, them and Pinchas Ben Elazar, Akoin, and the Kle HaKodesh, and the trumpets, were in his hand. Rashi writes, Osam ves Pinchas, Magid shahaya Pinchas shakul keneged kol, which teaches us that Pinchas was equal to all of them. Umipnei ma holach Pinchas v'lo halach Elazar? How come Pinchas and not his father Elazar went? Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misha hischil b'mitzvah, the one who started the mitzvah, shahara Kozbi bas Tzur yigmor, he killed Kozbi bas Tzur, let him finish the mitzvah. That's why we chose Dafka Pinchas and not Elazar. That's why Hashem chose Pinchas and not Elazar. Dover Acher, another idea is, another reason is, because he went, Linkom Nikmas Yosef Avi Imo. He went to take vengeance for Yosef, his father's, his mother's father. Shenemar V'hamidanim Machuro. So the Midianim, now they're fighting against Midian. So the Midian sold Yosef. See, now he has to take vengeance. And how do we know that the mother of Pinchas was from Yosef? It says that Elazar took a woman from Benos Putiel, and this woman was Mizera Yisrael Shepitem Agolim Lavoda Zara. He was from the seed of Yisrael who fattened calves for Avoda Zara. Mizera Yosef Shepitpeit Beitur. So this Putiel is a remnant to Yisro that was Pite Magalim Avodah Zarah, fattened calves of Avodah Zarah, and from the seed of Yosef, who was Pitpate, who laughed at his Yetzer, who was Mizalzel in his Yetzer. He was able to overcome his Yetzer. So that's Mibnos Putiel. So the mother of Pinchas was descended from Yosef, because Elazar took a woman who was called the daughter of Putiel, and Putiel is a remnant to Yosef, Shepitpate the Yitzro. Another reason that he was chosen was that he was a Meshuach Melchama. Another reason that Dafka Pinchas went is because he was the Meshuach Melchama. And that explains why the pasuk signals him out. So we have here in Rashi that it says Osam ve'es Pinchas. It equates Pinchas to everybody else. And Rashi tells us why, because Pinchas was equal to everybody. That's why it says Pinchas and everybody else. Why Pinchas and not Elazar? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, first of all, you started the mitzvah. Second of all, you have to take vengeance for your mother's father, for Yosef. And third of all, you're the Meshuach Melchama, so you're the man. There are a number of kashas on this Rashi, which is really based on Chazal. Number one, Rashi says, Magid Shaya Pinchas Shakul Keneged Kulam. Pinchas was equal to everybody. Umipnei ma halach Pinchas v'olach Elazar. Why did Pinchas go and not his father Elazar? What's the shaychus between that Pinchas was shakul keneged kulam and why did Pinchas go and not Elazar? There's a vav achibur. Umipnei ma. What's this u? That and why did Pinchas go and not Elazar go? Two different things. First, Pinchas was shakul keneged kulam, and then tell us why Pinchas and not Elazar. And then the Rashi gives various reasons why Pinchas and not Elazar. But what's the Vav HaChibur It says, and why Pinchas and not Elazar? Why is that connected to what it says first, that Pinchas was shakul keneged kulam? Apparently it's telling us something different. Now we have a new question. Why Pinchas and not Elazar? First, why did the pasuk say dafka Pinchas, single out Pinchas? The answer is, he's shakul keneged kulam. And now the question is, and why Pinchas and not Elazar? Why is he preferred over Elazar, his father? So, it's a new question. Why does it say, mipnei ma? Rashi should have said, mipnei ma. So the Sifsei Chachamim answers B'derech HaPshat, and the Panim Yafus answers B'derech HaDrash, Ayin Sham. We also have to understand what Rashi writes from Chazal, that he's coming to take vengeance against Midian, who sold Yosef, who's his mother's father. First of all, don't blame the Midianim. The ones who really sold him were the Shvatim. They were the one. That's the Iker Avera here is the Shvatim. The brothers sold him. And the Midianim were the Hechatimtsi, that they were the means, that they were sold to the Midianim. What problem do you have with the Midianim? They weren't allowed to buy him? If the brothers sold him, what do you want from the Midianim? It says in the Medrash that Yosef was sold many times. Bereshis Rabbah, Perek Dalet, Os Chav Beis. Kama onios nichtavulo, a lot of shtaris, for Yudnamar Arba, Ech of the Ishmaelim, first to the Ishmaelites, and then the Ishmaelites to the Sochrim, then the Sochrim to the Midianim, and then the Midianim to the Mitzrim. So you see that the Midianim they bought him from the Sochrim. So what's the problem? What do you want from them? That was what they used to do. They used to buy and sell slaves. So what do you want from them? That they sold him to Mitzrayim? Maskil David already asked this question. Not only that, but the Maisa Mechira was before Melchemes Midyan. How far before Melchemes Midyan was it? More than 290 years. Because Yosef, Yosef didn't see his father for 22 years. Yaakov was living in Mitzrayim for 17 years. 210 years of Galus Mitzrayim, 40 years in the Midbar until Melchemes Midyan Bishnas Harbayim. So we're talking here about 190 years. We're talking here about 290 years. So if it's 200, maybe I said 190. If it's 290 years, that's quite a long time, sweet friends. Now you're taking revenge, as the Maharal writes in the Gur Aryeh, Gam Avosim, Gam Sinasim, Gam Kinasim, Kfar Avda, Pasuk in Koheles. This is an old, old story. And why do all the Midianites have to suffer because of what happened so long ago? First of all, it happened a very, very long time ago, and also it was just a few guys, and now the whole nation has to suffer. Also, Rashi here is Marech B'Lashonu. He says, "Mizera Yisro Shapite Magalim Lavodazara." The point here is in that Pinchas is descended from Yisro, and that his mother, through his mother, the point is that she's descended from Yosef. Mizera Yosef Shapite B'Yisro. So why do we add in Mizera Yisro Shapite Magalim? Another question. Not only that, but in the pasuk itself, it says Vayishlach Osam Moshe Elif Lamata Latzava Osam Vez Pinchas Ben Elazar Hakohen Latzava. So it says in the pasuk that Moshe sent 1,000 to the army, them and Pinchas Ben Elazar Hakohen to the army. So Pinchas Ben Elazar is mentioned twice in the Torah until now, at the end of Parshas Balak, Rayar Pinchas Ben Elazar Baran Hakohen V'yakom Mitoch Eida V'yikachor Machbiyado. And at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshev Eschamas, and Mi'al B'nei Yisrael, B'kano Eskenasi B'Sochem. So in these two places, the Pasuk mentions his name, his father's name, his grandfather's name, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. And here it just says it's Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen Latzava. It doesn't say ben Aaron. What happened to ben Aaron? So we have a whole series of questions. Kederech Mori v'Rabbi Shlita, and he's going to have one mahalach, as he always does, miraculously, to answer them all. To summarize our questions, number one, what's the Umipnei Mahalach Pinchas V'Olach Elazar? Why is that connected to the fact that Pinchas was Shakul connected Kulam? What's the Vav HaChibor? To connect the question of why did Pinchas go on Elazar, how's that connected to that, what it says earlier, that Pinchas is Shakul connected Kulam? Number two, a lot of people sold Yosef. And what do you want from the Midianim? They were just one of the groups. The brothers sold him. You want to have a tain on the brothers, forget the Midianim. Another question is that this is an old story. This is already, we're talking about 290 years past, 290 years ago. And the whole nation has to suffer for a few Midianites who sold Yosef. And why does Rashi mention the Mizeri Yisro Shepitei Magolam? The point here isn't the Yisro, the point is that he's descended from Yosef. And why here does it not mention Aaron HaKohen? It just says Pinchas ben Elazar. Until now it said ben Aaron HaKohen. So to answer all these questions, we have to be makdim Yisod Nora Mikivshana Shalolam, that their Rizal was Megalim, the Kutei Torah, at the beginning of Parshas Yisro. Da. Ki Yesh B'Sitra Achra Kohen Midyan. The Sitra Achra, the dark side, the side of evil, has a Kohen Midyan. Who neged yisod avashe b'kedusha, and that corresponds to the foundation of Abba in kedusha. Kisham b'kedusha hu Abba, or b'klipa evu meriva. On the side of kedusha, it's love, and on the side of the klipa, it's quarreling and hatred. O kenegdo b'sitra achra eishes medanim ubeis chaver achen hu koin midyan. And Kenegdo, on the dark side, there's the wife of quarrelsomeness, and therefore he is the Kohen Midyan. So we're just translating these words of Kabbalah without understanding them. There's this notion of Kohen Midyan. Kohen Midyan corresponds, it's a Tame term, it's on the side of the Klipa. On the side of Eva, of Meriva, of quarrelsomeness, of hatred. And there are seven midas of Kedusha, and corresponding to the seven midas of Kedusha, there are seven midas of Tum and Klipa. And on the side of Kedusha, you have Ava, on the side of Tum, you have Meriva. And this Meriva is the Eishes Medanim. That's the Kohen Midyan. Midyan means to quarrel. So when we're talking about fighting against the Midyanim, we're not just fighting against the nation of Midyan, but the nation of Midyan represents the nation of Midyan and Ruchnias. What was the nation of Midyan and Ruchnias? They're the Yesod HaTumah. That's what the Arizal says here. That the Sitra Achra has a Kohen Midyan. That's the side of Tuma. We said there's seven Midas of Kedusha, there are also seven Midas of Tuma and Klipa. And the Yisod of Tuma, it says, Geneged Yisod Abba Shebekedusha, is Kohen Midyan. So you have the Yisod, this Midah of Yisod, a foundation of Abba Shebekedusha. And Kenegdo, you have Midyan, which is one of these seven midas of Tuma. So when we're fighting against Midyan, when it says Suras HaMidyanim V'Kisam HaOsam, we're not just fighting against Midyan the nation, we're fighting against the Shorash Klipas HaTuma. And since we have to defeat this terrible Klipa, this evil husk, this darkness of the world, we need to make a special war against them. Can't play around. So we need a lot of kochos of kedusha to defeat them. And that's why the pasuk starts, Vaidaber Moshe l'am le'mor yichaltzu me'itchem anashim latzav v'yu al midyan lasis nikmas Hashem b'midyan. Rashi says yichaltzu me'itchem anashim tzadikim. What type of soldiers do you need from this army? Tzadikim b'chein b'char lanu anashim. Choose for us people those are tzadikim. And the Ramban says here in pasuk vav, v'yishlach osam Moshe elef lamate lo shalach shem kol ha'am atzava. He didn't send the whole army, even though they were a big nation. There were a lot of people who were sinning with the girls, with the Benos Moav. They weren't roif to wage this war. You needed anashim tzaddikim. The Arachayim HaKadosh in Pasuk Gimel is marich to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu was only choosing the most special people, the purest people, the people who didn't have hira aveira, because this is the omek hakedusha, this is the world of kedusha against the world of tuma. So we need special kochos to beat these tamei people. But it's not enough that the soldiers should be kadosh. You sold to kedusha. What the Ari Kariya Kadosh calls abed shebe kedusha. In order to fight against the Shorish Tokef HaKlipa, this terrible, terrible Klipa, Yisod of Tuma, but we also need to have a good leader. We need to have someone who is very, very holy and special himself in order to help us wage this war. And therefore it says, Vayishlach Osen Moshe, Elef Lamata Latzava, Osen Ves Pinchas Ben Elazar, Akoin Latzava. We need Pinchas Ben Elazar. So he's, B'schus Masav HaKadoshim, he can stand at the forefront of this war against this terrible Klipa of Tuma, the Yisod of Tuma, called Midyan. It's a Davar Nifla that we find again in Nevi'im, that Pinchas specifically was sent to fight against Klipas Midyan. So it says in Sefer Shoftim, Perek Vav, Psukim Aleph to Yud, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael Rabbi Nei Hashem, Vayitnei Hashem b'yad Midyan Shevashan, and they did what was evil in the eyes of Hashem. They were in the hands of Midyan for 7 years. Etc., etc. And then it says, Vayishlach Hashem ish navi al b'nei Yisrael, Vayomer lam ko amar Hashem l'kei Yisrael, Anochi Elesi Yischem Mitzrayim, Beyosi Yischem Mibes Avodim, Va'atzil Yischem Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Kol Lochatzechem, Va'agareish Yosem Mipneichem, Medna Lechem Is Artsam. So he sent this Navi to say, I took you out of Egypt, I took you out of the house of servitude, I'm going to say, I saved you from Mitzrayim, and from all those who pressured you, etc., etc. So Rashi there says, V'yishlech Hashem Ish Navi al B'nei Yisrael, Zeh Navi U'Pinchas. So it was Pinchas, who is this Navi who told the Jewish people that they're going to be able to defeat their enemies. And who are their enemies? Midyan. As it says, Vayidal Yisrael Mo'ob Nipnei Midyan Vayizaku B'nei Yisrael El Hashem. So they have all these tzaras from Midyan. So now Pinchas was called to lead the Jewish people and tell them, don't worry about it, we're going to be able to beat the enemies. So you see that there's a special Indian that Pinchas should fight against Midyan, because Pinchas is Kedusha and the Midyan is Tokef HaKlipa, is a very strong husk of impurity. And now we can understand Rashi very, very beautifully, sweetest friends. It says Osem Ves Pinchas Magachir Pinchas Shakul Keneged Kulam, because after the Pasuk starts and says Vayishlach Osem Moshe Elef Lamata Latzava, Pasuk says again Osem Ves Pinchas. So the fact that it emphasizes it, right? It says Vayishlach Osam. It says Osam Ves Pinchas to you. Pinchas is Shakul Keneged Kulam. So even though there were 12,000 people who were B'nei Aliyah, or Anashim Sadiqim, V'yirei Chait, but Pinchas was Shakul Keneged Kulam because of his Tzidkus, because of his Kedusha. And therefore he stood at the forefront of the war. However, Rashi had a kasha, since they needed so many strong kochos, since Pinchas is Keneged Kulam. So his father Elazar, who was from the previous generation, he was a Kohen Gadol in place of his father Aaron HaKohen, was even greater. So why should we choose Pinchas? So therefore Rashi says that Pinchas is Shakul Keneged Kulam. Okay. That's why the father Chibor. And why Pinchas? You're right, we need a great man. But why Pinchas and not his father Elazar? So on this kasha, Rashi offers three answers. And all the Mepharshim, a number of the Mepharshim, the Sifsei Chacham, the Maskil, the David, they say that usually Rashi's derech is not to answer a kasha with three terutzim. So they find the svara behind each reason Rashi gives, why he has to give each one. So we can, Mori V'Rabbi explained this follows. At first, Rashi had a kasha. Why does it say, Osav es Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen? Why, remember we said before that in the previous two times in the Torah, it says that he was the son of Aaron HaKohen. And here it omits that he was the son of Aaron HaKohen. It just says Pinchas ben Elazar. So that's why Rashi brought three yeshuvim, three resolutions, three answers that were said by Chazal, why Pinchas was sent to the war and not Elazar. And these three yeshuvim are alluded to in the three names that are mentioned in the Pasuk. What does it say in our Pasuk? Osam ves Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen Latzava. So it's split up into three different categories. One, Pinchas. Two, ben Elazar. And three, HaKohen Latzava. And then, keneged these three parts of the Pasuk, Rashi brought the three drushes of Chazal. First Rashi says, Mipnei ma halach Pinchas, v'lo halach Elazar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misir Hischil b'mitzvah, Shahara Kozbi bas Tzur Yigmor. So it all starts with Pinchas himself. Pinchas was shakul keneged kulam. He had a special koach to stand against the tokef klipas midyan, the yisod of Tumah. So he already started the mitzvah. The Jewish people were crying Pesach Ol Moed, and he was very strong. He took the romach in his hand. He took the holy spear, and he wasn't afraid to kill a nasi, Shevet Yisrael, and a bas melech Midian. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you, Pinchas, because of your own personal merits, you are going to stand at the head of this war effort. So that's when it says, why it says in the pasuk Pinchas, and what's the Ben Elazar? So, in addition to the mile of being Pinchas, he was also Ben Elazar. And the pasuk says, "Ve'Elazar ben Aaron lakach lo mibnos putia lo liisha, v'tehlu lo es Pinchas." So Elazar took a woman from the daughters of Putiel, and she bore him Pinchas. So that means that his mother is from Putiel, from Benos Yosef HaTzadik. She's descended from Yosef, that he was Mefat Peit B'Yitzra. So if we are medactic in the Maisa Midyanim that they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, we'll find that we see the depths of their evil and their sin. Because they didn't only want to sell him as a slave, they wanted to uproot the very foundation of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, as it says, in other words, their kavana was to sell him dafka to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a makom erva of zima, of nakedness, of licentiousness, of promiscuity to the lowest people. And they sold him to who? To Potiphar. And Potiphar wanted to do an Avera with him. As we see in the Gemara and Sota, and Yikim Alamed Beis. So they really wanted to mess him up. It wasn't just a matter of selling him Stam as a slave. They really wanted to mess him over and sell him to somebody who's going to do Averas with a man, Rahman al-Utslan. And to Mitzrayim, all the sleaziest places you can find, they sold him Dafka to Mitzrayim. And so writes Rabbi Yehonasan in the Teferis Yehonasan, Rabbi Yehonasan Eibeshitz, who writes, Ki heim ayu mesitin liyisrael v'znus v'gam Yosef machwar medjanam l'mitzrayim makom erba v'zima lachshila bo sheyafet yufei toar. He was very nice looking. And that's why Potiphar took him for himself. And now, later on, the Midianim also were Maces Yisrael Liznus. So that's why this is their Aveira. They're trying to make the Jewish people sin in matters of sexual impurity. So that's Midian, Dafka Midian. And that's why they're the ones who sold Yosef, and Pinchas is the best one to fight against them, because he's descended from Yosef. So that's the second Maila of Pinchas. Pinchas is A, he's Pinchas, he is a Schus Mitzar Atzma, that he did this wonderful Maisa with Kazbi. Number two, he's Ben Elazar, which means that his father is Elazar and his mother is descended from Yosef. Ibnos Putiel, so he's descended from Yosef at Tzadik, and therefore he has the Kiddush of Yosef at Tzadik, Keneged, the impurity of Midian. And now we can also understand why Rashi brings this inyan of Mibnos Putiel, Mizera Yisro, Shapite Magamla Varazar, Mizera Yosef, Shapite the Yisro. We ask, what does Yisro have to do with anything over here? You're right, he's also descended from Yisro, but what does that have to do with? Well, here we're talking, the emphasis is that he's descended from Yosef, and Yosef has to take revenge against the Midianites. What does Yisro have to do with anything? So, based on what we're saying, it's Hafle Vafele. Because we saw earlier in the Arizal that Yisro, Kohen Midian, is the Iker Yisod Koach HaTumah. Daki Yesh B'Sitra Achor, Kohen Midian, V'Neged Yisod Abishah B'Kedusha. So there's a Kohen on the dark side, there's Kohen Midian, and that's against the Yisod of Abishah B'Kedusha. So after Yisro was Oved, all the Avodah Zarah in the world, he became Jewish, he was Choset Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, Teidati Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Elokim. He was Machnia, the Shorash V'Yisod HaTumah El HaKedusha, and he was Magbir, the Koach HaKedusha, Al Koach HaKlipa V'HaTumah. So now we have another Maiva. Not only is he Pinchas, and not only is he Ben Elazar, that he's descended from Yosef, but also he also has the Koach of Yisrael, that Yisrael turned everything around. Piti Magalim L'Avodah Zarah, he was Machnia Koach HaKoach HaKlipa Al Koach HaKedusha. So who's better to do the Avodah than Pinchas, who's descended from Yisrael, who turned all the round to Tov? So that's reason number two. So we have the Pinchas, we have the Ben Elazar. And then it says, HaKohen LaTzava. What's HaKohen LaTzava? So Rashi says, he was Kohen Mashuach Mulchama. Now, besides his personal Maila, and the Maila of his Yichus, of his Avos HaKadoshim, he also is the Kohen Mashuach Mulchama. That's his tafkid in this world. So to fight war, to be the Kohen that leads the Jewish people in war. So not only is he going, is his job to overcome the Koach HaKlipa, but he's supposed to do it in war. He's the Kohen is anointed to lead the Jewish people in war. That's why it says HaKohen LaTzava. So now the pasuk is mamish unbelievable. The pasuk reads now Pinchas, because of his Milo of Pinchas. His Milo of being Ben Elazar, because who he was descended from, and HaKohen LaTzava, he was the Kohen Mashuach Mulchama. So now we have in this pasuk all three milas of Pinchas. That's why we don't have to mention Aaron, because we have to emphasize his three milas: the fact that he was Pinchas, the fact that he was the son of Elazar, not Aaron, because he was then Elazar is significant because he was Elazar's son, and Elazar's and his mother was descended from Yosef and Yisro, and HaKohen LaTzava, that he was the Mashuach Mulchama. And now we can be Miyashe, the great Kasha that we had. How did Pinchas go to be Nokem Nikmas Yosef after more than 290 years? Like the Pasuk says, Gam Avasim, Gam Sinasim, Kfar Ovda. So the Omek HaBiur is based on what the Heilige Reb Meilich writes in his Noam Elimelech in Parshas Pinchas. It's a long, somewhat lengthy piece, but what emerges from it is that he writes that adayin hein tzorim lachem, that this klip of Midyan, when it says ki tzorim hein lachem b'nechleyem, it's not something that was a long time ago. It's still here now. It's still metame the Jewish people. So therefore, when Pinchas is taking vengeance against what happened to Yosef, it's because this klipa of Midyan is still around in his time, 290 years later. It's the same klipa. It's not just those individuals who sold him. This same klipa that brings to the world, you can look there in the Noam Elimelech, Parshas Pinchas, they bring to the world Hirhurim Roim, Machshavos Ros. All the ra that they bring upon the Jewish people is still around. 290 years later, it's the same klipa, it's klipas midyan. So it's not just taking revenge against something they did 290 years ago. It's what was 290 years ago is still today. It's the same ra, it's the same klipa. So that, sweetest friends, is our avoda. Our avoda is to overcome this klipas midyan, which is still around today. This that brings hirhurim raim and all the impurity that we find in our world, in the internet, and television, and movies, and magazines, and newspapers, and on billboards, and on the street, and at work, and in shul, and wherever you go, we're always surrounded by things that bring us down, even sometimes in holy places, and at weddings, and at bar mitzvahs, and at vacation spots, and all over the place, you find things that bring us down to the world, from the world of Kedusha to the world of Tumah. And we have to be very, very careful. People walk into shul and they're mamish muli or in kodesh, and they have their smartphone or iPhone or BlackBerry or Blueberry, and they're looking and they're surfing and they're going here and going there. So we have to be very, very careful with that, because that's really what brings us down. That's the yisod of the klipa. That's klipas midyan against the yisod of avish of kedusha. So we should all be zochah to guard ourselves and guard our children and our children. And be zochah to be mekayim the maimer akasuv asher benenu kinetiim megudalim benureim benosenu kizavios mechutavos tavnis hechel etc. Tehillim kuf memdalad yudbeis tetzvav ein peres vein yotzeis vein svacha brochov osenu. We should have good, beautiful, healthy, holy children, and without any problems, without any tsar. And be zochah v'karv mamish to see bias mashiach sukenu. Here be amenu, amen be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.